Yachaka chotach, and then you cut off the leg, so psum will be possible. What's going to be chotach, yachaka chotachat, kshayra?
Asking more question. Now, what are you telling me? What chotach, you cut off the leg first, and then you make the shchita kshayra? How could that be sure for the Gemara about mum come after the chuyah making about mum now? Even by cutting off its leg, you may not have mum, Godom is there. Even though there's no problem of dam, there's no dam that was outside, so I call upon him, it's about mum. So how could you tell me now, first cut off the leg, and then make the Kabbalah? How could that be make the shchita? Ella rather says this, Ella Emo, chotach v'yachakach tibuk shera. That's what I mean to say. But Avada, first you made the shchita on a gant, on a whole animal. Even though the regal was outside, so what? Since the robe of the goof was inside, it's called the kosher shchita. The shchita was done inside the Yazara. Now, after you made the shchita now, before you made the Kabbalah Saddam, the Yachakach Kibbol. Now, after you made the shchita, then cut off the regal, and then made the Kabbalah Saddam, then it's Kshera. Because all the dam is being the Kabbalah from the part that's inside the Yazara. What's going to be Kibbol? At first you made the Kabbalah of the dam. You made the shchita, and then you made the Kabbalah Saddam. When the regal of the foot was still outside the Yazara. The Yachaka Chotach, and then you cut off the regal. Soon here will be possible. Because some part of the dam of this regal is mixed up in the Nizra, and that dam has a psul yeti on it. Therefore it's psula. The Moshe says, Chotach, if you cut off the regal, Yachaka Tibok, Shero, what are you telling me though? Then true, Bishah Shchita was a tam. But after the Shchita right away, then you cut off the regal. And then you make the Kabbalah with kosher. I, Vomer, Rab Zerah, Rab Zerah, no, Rab Zerah said, we just had before, that Hatzara Moizim B'Bechor, if somebody makes a mum in the ear of a Bechor, the Yachaka Kibbul Dom, and then it makes the Kabbalah Saddam Prosol. Then when the Prosol says, B'Lokach L'Dam HaPar, the Dashin Par, Shoye Kvar, has to be a complete Par, the Shas Kabbalah Saddam. And here it's maximum, the Shas Kabbalah Saddam, it could be a Baal Mum. Come on, please. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Imi, Choytach B'Ezer, Ad Shemagil Yetzim. It just means cut off the meat up until the part where you get to the bone. In other words, do not make it a Baal Mum, do not break the bone. So then, Kibbul V'Yachaka Chotach, Psula. But if you make the Kabbalah Saddam first and then cut off the meat, Psula. So cool, what do you see? That Shaman Mino Dam HaMuvla B'Yavorim Damu. That the blood that smooth was swallowed up into the Evarim is called dam. In other words, what are you afraid about? That there's this regal, the foot is outside the Yazara. So what? So there's some dam in that regal. But right now the dam is moveless, swallowed up like in the Evarim. Who says that's called dam to give it a psul yetzei? You're telling me yes, that since that blood that was in the regal outside, later when it comes out into the mitzvah gets possible, so of course the big kid is telling me now, you have the chraya then, that dam hamuvel blood that sapped into the meat is also called dam. The Gemara says no. Dilma may be mishum shamunis. You have to be afraid some of the facts. Rashi says the chazi lachila, the chashiv the kibosra is called like boser. La yisla v'yetish and adam sul yetzi on it. The boser says o boser masada treifa o mivla b'dam regal v'nafka derech beit shchita poslo dam shel mizvak. You have to be afraid some of the facts. That has a psuyesi on it, and that's called basar. That has a psuyesi on it. So some of that fat will come out with the dam and go into the mizrach. That's what we have to be afraid about. Gemara still says, Shemamina, we only have a proof that basar kotchim kalim, sheyotzov me zrikas dam, that the meat went out of the Azor before the zrikas dam is possible. And that's the shayla. The shayla that becomes possible now. Because we know the both the kutchim kalim is allowed to go outside the base of Middash. They just can't go outside Yishlayim. So maybe there shouldn't be any psuyaytse then on the both of kutchim kalim. So unless it's true, the case here is Dilma the kutchim kadoshim. We're talking about a korban chatas. Lav davka b'chor. Not a kutchim kalim. The kitzur, that's what we're talking about over here. The kitzur the eitzur is like this. That the animal had its leg outside the azara. So the eitzur is now to make the shchita when it's a tam. And then after the shchita, you could cut around the leg, meaning don't cut the bone, don't make it a mum. You just cut around the meat there before you make the Kabbalah, that no part of that meat will go into the Kabbalah. What are we afraid about? That some of that meat has a psul yetzi on it. Some of the fat there was called yetzi.
and a kosher kedushin, then they want to take the meat outside the azara. So the meat in this regal, the fat in this azara, had the fat here has a loch of yotze. So that fat will be a psul. You have to make sure that fat does not come into the mizrach. So that the answer is, before you make the kabbalah, make sure you cut around that part of the meat. Do not make it a mum. Do not cut the bone, but cut around it, that none of that fat would come into the kabbalah. That's the etzer, then it would be kosher. And Rashi says, if you only cut up into the etzem, the lav mum, that's not called the mum, the adam mukev adechatich, and the blood or the fat will not come through it because it's cut off up until there. That's the etzer, to make sure no dam psul, or no dam, or no fat, or no bus that has the psul yetzay, would come through or into the kabbalah. All right, we'll stop here.
We are holding Daf Chof Vof Omer Aleph, around 8 lines down. Tana Rabbanim, we're going to bring it like this. Kodshei Kedoshim, the Loch Ezra, by Korban, the Kodesh Kedoshim, Echates and Oilo, Shchit Oshom, Shchit Osom, Batsofim. The Shchit has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach, in the Yazor itself. Batsofim, Nu Aloch, by Kodesh Kedoshim, we'll learn in the 5th parak, Ezim Ekoimom, that the Shchit of Kodesh Kedoshim has to be Bitsofen is not part of the Mizbeach. He kibul dama v'chishoros batsofen. Same thing, the Kohen that does the avoid of the Kabbalah, also he and the Klisheris has to be on the north side of the Mizbeach. Like we'll learn out later, the Sama Kabbalah l'shchita, it says Kabbalah right after Shchita, so just like the Shchita has to be on the north side, the same thing, the Kabbalah also has to be Bitsofen. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be Omad Bidorim? Let's say the Kohen is standing on the south side of the Mizbeach, right by the half borderline. He's right after the Tzofen. He's on the north-south side. But for Ishud Yodel Tzofen, he sticks his hands over to the north side, the north half of the Yazara, the north side of the Mizbeach. The Shachat, and the Kohen, and whoever the Kriyazar even, makes the Shchita over there. The Shachat, he makes the Shchita. Halachur Shchita Ksheira. Halachur is the Behema has to be on Tzofen, and not the Sheikha. The Sheikha does not have to be Bitsofen. However, Kibul, let's say the Kohen that makes the Kabbalah, the same thing, if he is standing on the south side, just he puts his hands over into the north side and makes the Kabbalah, Kabbalah Sepsula, here is possible, because Kabbalah, that's called an Avodah of the Kohen, that's the Shiras, here it also has to be the Dafk on the Tzofen, that the Kohen himself also has to be on the north side. Hichnis Roishav Rubai, let's say the Kohen put his head and most of his body is on the Tzofen on the north side of the Mizbeach, just his feet, let's say, is on the other side, that's okay, Kilu Nichnas Kulai, that's the loch of Rubik Kakulai, like Rashi says, Kedekaimla Mechola Terah, we all know what old aloch is, that Rubai Kakulai, Sierra Taloch, he's inside the Azor, he's inside the Beis Hamikdash, it's only Yeshar, he has to be on the Tzofen on the north side of the Mizbeach. So since the rove of his body is on the north side, that's enough. That's going to be Pirchaso. Let's say after the Shechita, now the animal starts to shake around Pirchaso. The Yotza Soledorm, and it goes, it moves, the animal moves from the Tzofen, from the north side of the Mizbeach, to the south side. The Rashi says, the Yachra Shechita, the Yotza Soledorm. So the Chosra, then it comes back to the Tzofen, which Rashi says, really the Chosra is Lavdafgir, even if it doesn't come back, Halacha is Ksheira. Here there's no psul yotzei. It did not leave the Mizbeach. It's only a question that the Shechita has to be done on Tzofen. And here the Shechita was done on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. That the animal now moved to the Dorum side, that does not make a psul. These are the lochas of Kodesh Kedoshim. What's going to be Kodshim Kalim, like a Shlomim, a Toidom, Bechor, Kodshim Kalim, Shechitosim, Bifnim? Here it's enough as long as you make the Shechita inside the Azorah. There's no halacha, it has to be on the Tzofen on the north side. As long as it's inside in the Azara, it's kosher. The Kibul Doma B'Klisharas B'Fnim, the same thing. The Kabbalah also has to be, the Kohen that makes the Kabbalah has to be standing inside the Azara. Any place inside the Azara is kosher to make the Kabbalah. Now, Omad Bachutz, let's say the Kohen is standing outside the Azara, or the Zar, whoever's making the Shechita, and the Sheikhet puts his hands inside and makes the Shechit inside the Azara, Shechit Osek Sheira. Again, as long as the animal, as long as the carbon is inside the Azara, the Shechita has to be done inside the Azara. The Shechit does not have to be Hulei Shechit. The Rashi of the Pasuk says, Yafim LaHashem, it says, Ben HaBok L'Fnei Hashem. The Loi HaShech L'Fnei Hashem. Only the Ben HaBok, the animal, has to be inside the Azara. The Shechit, he could be outside, as long as he puts his hands inside and does the Maisa Shechit inside, his Kshera. But again, Kibul, the Shas the Kohen makes the avoid of Kabbalah, Kibul, Kablos, Ipsula. If the Kohen is standing outside the Azara, he just puts his hands inside, that will be Ipsul. But the Silei, the Pots of the Voyim, Eloyim Moid, Chiyova Kuloi, that the whole Kohen has to be inside the Azara. And here, again, because here's the Zalocha, that the Kohen himself has to be inside the Azara. And even a step further, what's going to be Hichnas, Roishav, Ruboi? Let's say the Kohen really is outside the Azara. Just he puts inside the Azara, he puts inside the Beis HaMikdash his head and most of his body. Kilo lo nichnas, here it does not help. Here we do not say Rubik Kuloi. Because here we'll soon see a special pasuk, Bevoyom Eloyim Moed, that the whole body, the whole Kohen, has to be inside the Pnei Hashem. And Pirchoso v'yotoso, let's say after the Shechita, the animal itself started to shake around and move outside the Azara. The Yotzo Lachutz, the Chosro, even though later comes back in again, still Psula, there's a Psul Yotze, that's the Loch of the meat of the animal, goes outside the Azori after Shechita, so there's a Psul Yotze. And we dash in the Gemara and more in Psachim dash in the Postlik, Mehem Lehuvez, Domoi, El Akadusha, El Akadush, Vimlino, Libosa, Basara Trefo, Matmuz, the Psul Yotze. The Gemara says though, but maybe like Kur, that's only by Kotche Kadoshim. That the meat itself you could only eat inside the Azara and not outside. Mashenka Lechur by Kotchim Kalim, that you're allowed to eat the meat, the Kohen could eat the meat later, even throughout the whole Yerushalayim. Lechur here, there should be no psul yaitse from the Azara to Yerushalayim. So much like the Chiddush Mamin, you want to bring a proof from over here, that even Botsa Kotchim Kalim, Shiyot Lefnei Zrika Domim Psulim, that you want to bring a Chiddush and say a Chiddush over here. That this kotchim kalim, this korban shlomim, even though later after zrika, you're allowed to eat the meat outside the azara and the whole yushlayim, but now before zrika, you want to tell me not allowed to take the meat out. And if the meat goes out of the azara, it's called the psul yetze, which is a big kiddush. So Gemara says, no, that's not what we meant. That's not what we mean to say here. You have no proof of that. But Dilma, maybe over here, ba'aliyah, the yaseras hakob, the shteya kloyis. Maybe we're talking about not the meat, that the owner, or the Kohen can eat later in the whole Yerushalayim outside the Beis HaMikdash, but maybe we're talking about now the fats and the shtei kloyis, the two kidneys, or the aliyah, the tail, the fat of the tail that has to be burnt. So the part of the kotshei kalim which has to be burnt, that has a lot like kotshei kadoshim that always stays inside the azara. So on this there'll be a psul yaitzei. If the fat, the emurim, which is supposed to be burnt, goes out of the azara after Shechita, this will be, there would be a psul yotze. These fats are not let it burn anymore. Boy minei avua de Shmuel mishmuel. Shmuel's father asked the shala from Shmuel. What's going to be he bifnim ragleo bachutz mahu? Let's say the animal itself. The animal itself is inside the azara, but the feet of the korban is still outside the azara mahu. Or Malek Siv, Yeviyum Lashem, you have to bring the korban inside the Azara Lashem. Achetekulu Lefnim, the whole animal, the whole korban has to be inside the Azara. Here we do not say Rubik Kulai, since the Pasuk is filled with Yeviyum Lashem, Mashma, the whole behemoth has to be inside. Tola, what's going to be if they are hanging the animal? The animal is hanging by its feet. Vishachet, and then the Shechet comes and makes the Shechita. Ma, what's the locha? Amalek Shera, says his kosher. As long as the animal is inside the Azor, even by Kodesh Kadoshim, it's on the Tzofen. So what's wrong if it's hanging? Lamais, it's in the Avir of the Azor, Avir of Tzofen, is Kshera. Amalek, he said back to him, no, Ishtabeshta, you're making a mistake. Vinen Shechita Ayerech Veleko. The Shechita has to be Ayerech HaMizbeach, at least by Kodesh Kadoshim, which Rashi says, Mash Metzloi, Somach, it has to be on the Karka, next to the Mizbeach itself, and not if it's hanging. So if the animal is hanging, and then the Shechet makes the Shechita, it'll be Psula. What's going to be Nitlo Vishachet? Let's say the Shechet himself, the person himself, is hanging, and he makes the Shechita now. or Mulei Psula. He thought to say, listen, once you tell me if the animal is hanging as Psula, the same thing should apply if the Sheikhet is hanging. It should also be Psula. Or Mulei said back to him, no, Ishtabesh, you're making a mistake. Shchita Ayerach. Boloi Sheikhet Ayerach. The Shchita means the animal itself. The animal has to be on the Yerach, right next to the Mizbech on the floor. But not the Sheikhet. The Sheikhet does not have to be Al Yerach of the Mizbech. So even though the Sheikhet is hanging, still it's okay. As long as he makes a kosher shchit, it's okay. What's going to be nitlo v'kibul damo? Let's say again, the kohen is hanging. Nitlo, they're hanging the kohen on his feet. V'kibul, still his hands are down there, and it's being mekabel the dam. And the kohen could kotch him, he's on suffering, or kotch him kalim, he's in Saudi Azorah, ma'wes locho. Omer leik sher, he's on the churis sher, just like you're telling by the sheikh in this kosher, the same thing should be about the kohen that's making the Kabbalah. Or Malay says back to him, no, Ishtabesh, again you're making a mistake. Ein derech shiris pekach is not the way of derech shiris. The Kabbalah has to be an avodah that the kohen has to do. And by a kohen, they've always called the shiris, it has to be a way of ministering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This said, ein derech shiris pekach, that's not the way you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the kohen is hanging and doing the avodah of Kabbalah, that would be psula. Tolo. Let's say Tolo, they hang up the animal now, after the Shechita. Now they hang up the animal by its feet. The kibbul and the kohen makes the Kabbalah, ma, what's the locha? Omalei Psula, he said, listen to him, Samet Psula. The same way you told him that by the Shechita is possible, the same way by Kabbalah also should be Psula. Omalei, he answered back, no, again, Ishtabesh, you're making a mistake. Shechita al Yerech. True, the Pesuk says the Shechita has to be al Yerech. That means Samech on the car connects to the Mizbeach. But V'loi Kabbalah al Yerach. It does not say the Pesuk that Kabbalah has to be al Yerach on the karka. By Kabbalah, it's enough that the animal is on Sofin. Even though he's hanging, still it's Ksheva. Some Rabbi, Abaye says like this. Be'kodshei Kedoshim, by a korban of Kodesh Kedoshim, by Chatas and Anoilo, Kulan Psulas. All these cases will be Psula, Bar Minitlo, V'shochet. Only in the case where the Sheikh himself is hanging. And the Sheikh makes the Shechita, that's the only time that it's kosher. But all other cases will be Psula. And the Chiddush is what? Even though the animal is hanging, still is Psula. And Rashi explains why we hold right now, the Yavrit Sofin, Lav Kitsofin Domin, Domin, Yubin and Kabbalah Bitsofin. So therefore the animal cannot be hanging B'Shas Kabbalah by Kodesh Kedoshim. Since it has to be on Sofin, this happened, Rabbi is saying now that the avir is not considered like it's on sofen. So therefore, by Kodesh Kedoshim, the animal has to be on the floor. The only time it's kosher by hanging is only if the sheikhet is hanging. That's the only time that it's kosher. But the kodesh kalim, what about kodesh kalim? Kulam kasheris, even though the sheikhet, even though the kohen, even though the animal is hanging, it's still kosher. Since it's inside the azar, it's enough. Bar minit lo v'kibbul. Only if the kohen himself is hanging and doing the Kabbalah, that's no good. But that's not called derech shiris pekach. You can't have the kohen hanging when he's doing the avoid of Kabbalah. That's psula. Well, all other cases are kosher by kochim kalim. Omer Rovas says back, why? Maish no tola v'kibbul. The kochim kalim v'ksheiro. Why do you say if they hang the animal up in the azorah and the kohen makes the Kabbalah, it's kosher by kodesh kadosh by kochim kalim? Why? The Yavah Pnim Kipnim Dami, even though it's not on the floor of the Azara, but since it's in the Avra, in the ear of the Pnim of the Azara, that's considered like it's inside the Azara. If so, Bekodesh Kadoshim Nami, even by a Chatas and a Leila, should be the same thing. Avra Tzofen Ketzofen Dami, even though the animal is hanging, Peshasta Kabbalah should also be kosher. Lamaisa, the animal is in the Avra of the Tzofen, which should be Ketzofen Dami. So therefore, Rav argues in Abaya. And therefore, Elo Amar Rav Rava says like this, Vein Bekotche Kedoshim, Vein Bekotchem Kalim Ksheris. If the animal is hanging, it's kosher in both cases. Bar Mintola Vishochet. Only in the case if the animal is hanging, Bishash Shechita Bekotche Kedoshim. Because Bekotche Kedoshim, it says Vishochet Al Yerech. The Shechita has to be on Yerech, meaning Samech the Karka. The animal has to be on the Karka. And who are the Nitla? Let's say a Kohen is hanging. The Kiblin makes the Kabbalah. So, Bein Bekodesh Kedoshim, Bein Bekodeshim Kalim. Both this puzzle, because it's not called Derech Shiris Pekach. It's not a Derech Shiris for the Kohen to be standing when he's doing the Avodah of Kabbalah. Shechita is not called an avoida. B'shas shechita, the kohen could be hanging. But b'shas kabbalah, which is called a shirus, this is ain't derech shirus b'kach. So bein b'kodesh kadoshim, bein b'kodeshim kalim, the kohen cannot be hanging. B'shas he's doing the avoida of kabbalah. B'nei chanami, b'shas the korban, the animal, could be hanging. B'shas kabbalah, both by kodesh kadoshim, both by kodeshim kalim. Well, even my Kodesh Kedoshim has to be on Sofin, but if it's hanging on the Avra of Sofin, Avra of Sofin is Kesofin Dami. Boy, Menei, Reb Yimim, Reb Zera. Reb Yimim has a question for Reb Zera. What's going to be who bifnim? Let's say the Kain is inside the Azara. It's Yosei Vachutz. This is what she says, means his strings, means his hair. His hair is outside the Azara. Ma, what's the locha? Omalei, he said back to him, it's Psula. Lavomat, then I say to you, the Pasuk says, Vevium Lashem. You have to eat by the korban. You have to bring the korban Lashem. Until the whole korban is inside the Azara. Hokinam here also, by the Kain also. Vevoyim Eloyamoyed, when they come into the Yoyamoyed, which means, Achiyovoy Kula Lyoyamoyed. The Kain is only kosher to do the Avoided, to do the Kabbalah, if his whole body with his hair is inside the Azara. But even if it's just his hair is outside the Azara, that's not called Kula Lefnim, he'll be Psula, it's not be Kosher. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Nos no agabi hakevis. Let's say you have the dam. After you made the Kabbalah Saddam, now you're going to make, the Kohen's going to make the Zrika. And he puts the dam, agabi hakevis, that's the plank going up to the Mizbeach. That's not the Mokum where you're supposed to put the dam on the Mizbeach. Special by Korban Oilo, the dam is supposed to be on the keren, on the sides, or else shaloi keneged hayisoid. Even let's say you put it on the mizbeach, but you put it on the wrong side of the mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach that does not have the yisoid, the foundation on the bottom. But Rashi explains the afin lekamon the oilo on the Korban Oilo tuna matin dom and keneged hayisoid has to be on the corner where there is the yisoid, the foundation there. She yisoid amizbeach lamata mi matan dam, which is on the bottom of the matan dam. Lamutis, to which corner is no good? Karen mizroches deroimis, the east south corner. This is no good. Play heavy lo yisoid kedi armina biyazam mekaimim. We'll see later on in the parak yisam mekaimim that this one corner, the east south corner of the mizbeach, did not have the yisoid. The foundation was not there, was not sticking out the foundation. Therefore, that corner is also possible to make a zrika. What's going to be Noson Esha Nisnin Lamato Lamala? You put a korban that its dam is supposed to be Lamato, the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Rosh is Mechut HaSikro. There's a chut like a network going around halfway up the Mizbeach. So certain kabbonas have the loch of the dam is supposed to be on the bottom part of that. So let's say you put a korban that its dam is supposed to be on the bottom. You put it on top. Both the opposite way. Fiesha Nisnin Lamala Lamato. You took a korban that the Zrika Saddam was supposed to be on the top part of the Mizbeach, and instead you made the Zrika Saddam on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, or else via Sanisnim Bifnim Bachutz, Yavachatis Apnim, that the dam is supposed to be on the Mizbeach Apnim, the inside Mizbeach, and instead you put it on the outside Mizbeach, or else the opposite way, via Sanisnim Bachutz, the regular Kabbonis, that the Zrika Saddam is on the Mizbeach, which is in the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash. Bifnim, instead you put it on the Mizbeach, which is inside the Kodshim, inside Mizbeach Azov. The Locher is possible. In all these cases, the Korban is possible. It's like you didn't make a Zrika Saddam, the Korban is possible. But the Yain by Chorus, Yishno, we eat from the Korban, Yinat Chayev Chorus. Rashi says in Rama Forish, L'may Yitzchak L'Misnayim, how come I have to say this in the Mishnah? That's the Chiddush, even though the Korban is possible, if a Kohen would eat it,